The U.S. Interior Secretary delivered a kind of public lands manifesto in Washington on Tuesday. KUER's Judy Fays explains why Utah was mentioned as part of the course correction envisioned for the nation's conservation strategy.
U.S. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell referred to Utah by name several times as she described the urgency of conserving America's natural beauty and ecological resources. She praised the planning process underway in Moab's Red Rock Country, led by the Bureau of Land Management. Jewell also criticized efforts born in Utah that had become what she called, quote, an extreme movement to seize public lands, unquote, and sell them for short-term gain to the highest bidder.
This movement has propped up dangerous voices that reject the rule of law, put communities and hardworking public servants at risk, and fail to appreciate how deeply democratic and American our national parks and public lands are.
The comment jabbed at Utah politicians behind the lands transfer idea. It's something they've been promoting throughout the West and in Congress as they prep for a fight in the U.S. Supreme Court. Jewell also alluded to efforts by Utah leaders to stop President Obama from using the Century-Old Antiquities Act to declare national monuments, like one rumored for a scenic area in southeastern Utah called Bear's Ears.
I do not think the act should only be used in places where there is complete agreement, as some are suggesting.
Jewell said the Grand Canyon, Muir Woods, Joshua Tree, and Zion wouldn't have been protected if the Antiquities Act had required consensus. She also described initiatives to address climate change and other risks to public lands.
At a time when they face threats from land grabs to climate change, we can't afford to turn our backs on them. That won't happen because I believe we are at the dawn of a new conservation era in America.
Jewell said she's planning to visit again with Utahns soon, but the public was already commenting on her remarks while she spoke Tuesday. A real-time chat that accompanied her speech included quips from the West's oil and gas industry, Native Americans, and environmentalists who support the Bear's Ears Monument. Judy Fays, KUER News.